Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. Let us be very, very clear on one thing, even before we begin The Big Fight tonight, actually. A security breach involving the Prime Minister of India is a matter of great and serious concern. A very, very serious matter. This incident happened a few kilometers away from the international border with Pakistan. And anything could have happened. So it is very important to find out what went wrong. When did the farmers reach there? Were they told to move away? Was there a conspiracy to bring them there? And also, equally importantly, what was the need to keep the Prime Minister there for 20 minutes? If there was a blockade, for whatever reason, why wasn't there a quick response to get him out of this situation? All of these things, in a very complete way, must be proved. And I insist on the word complete, because that is exactly what is not happening right now. We need to find out what went wrong and where should the blame lie. But while this should have been the only and only important thing of discussion, the issue of breach is now completely and entirely political. No one party can accuse the other of playing politics. So the Prime Minister reportedly saying that the Chief Minister must be thanked for him coming out alive, to the BJP holding Mahamrityunjay Jap Yagyas for the long life, to accusations that the Congress conspired to physically harm the Prime Minister, and then the Congress to link all of this to Punjabiyat, Punjabi pride, the parallel probes into this incident, and the constant back and forth. Is this all for elections? And the BJP and the Congress, both equally guilty on that count. Let's quickly begin the big fight. And before we start, let's introduce all our guests this evening. Mr. Sandeep Dixit, Deputy Editor of the Tribune, Smita Prakash, Editor of the ANI, Supriya Shenet, National Spokesperson of the Congress Party, O.P. Singh, former DGP of Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Vijay Jolly, Senior Leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party, and through the course of this broadcast, more and more people are going to join us. We are going to have a complete and a comprehensive discussion on a very important issue of security, a security breach, and its politicization, where both parties seem to be on the wrong side. So the first punch, where each one of you panelists get 1 minute of time to make your opening comment, we'll begin with you, Ms. Supriya Shenet. Your time begins now.
Thank you very much and a very good evening to the entire panel and your viewers. Whatever may have happened in Punjab, for the Prime Minister of this country, in a democracy, to say about a democratically elected Chief Minister, unse jaake keh dena, main jaan bacha ke bhaag aaya, leaves a lot to imagination. Is Mr. Modi telling the world that there is such lawlessness, that India has stooped into becoming such a banana republic that his own life is endangered? Is that what he's trying to say? His people are making insinuations about assassination plot. Will they clear the air on this? Who are they exactly attacking? That's the first thing. Yes, a probe should be done on why there was a security breach, but to make insinuations that the Prime Minister, there was a plot to eliminate the Prime Minister, I think tells you about how hollow their mindset is and how petty their politics is. I will only say one thing. The Prime Minister's position, his security, should not be politicized, and let us not make false, silly accusations that undermine our country.
Okay, Mr. Vijay Jolly, your opening comments, sir.
You see, the Congress leader Sonia Gandhi has already stated on record that this security breach of the Prime Minister in Punjab should not have happened. This clearly censors the Congress-led Chief Minister, Mr. Channi, and the Director General of Police in Punjab for having stopped the cavalcade of the Prime Minister 10 kilometers away from the Pakistan and India international border. This security breach has lowered the image of India, not only in India, but worldwide. And for this, the Congress has instigated the protesters to come on the road blocked the Prime Minister's cavalcade, and only this information was privy to the Punjab government and the Punjab police, who knew prior hand that the Prime Minister is going to move through this road route. So this is clearly a violation of the Official Secret Act also.
Okay.
And we hold the Congress government in Punjab
sure.
solely to be held responsible
okay.
for this serious
Okay, your time is up, Mr. Jolly. I'm going to come back to you. Smita Prakash, your opening comments, please.
Right. Sanket, while everybody says very decorously that there should be no politicization of this incident, the fact is that everybody seems to have a political view about the breach of security protocols and errors which were made, deliberate or otherwise. Inquiries have been ordered and investigations have begun. But the fact is that the Indian security establishment cannot ignore this incident as just a series of errors that has happened, because if they do so, they risk a lot, including a repeat of the incident that happened in Punjab, and it can also be something that can put the Prime Minister's life in jeopardy, and just like it did in Punjab a few days back, it's not something to be trifled with. So those who want to assassinate a Prime Minister need to be lucky just once, as we've seen before. And the security has to be up almost every single day at several points in the day. So whether this was a plan to prevent him from reaching the site of the political event or whether it was to harm him will be sure. revealed only when the investigation is
Absolutely.
Complete and the report is out. But everybody knows that threats were made to the Prime Minister by a
okay.
terrorist sitting in Canada called Gurpatwan Singh. And the videos have come out and journalists have been inundated with these videos
okay.
and letters saying that
okay.
By this
I'm
organization
come back
called
to you,
Seeks for Justice,
Smita Prakash,
which has become like another Babar Khalsa, frankly.
The 1 minute is over. I'm going to come back to you. This is an important point that you're raising and we'll put that to debate later on the show. Sandeep Dixit, Deputy Editor of the Tribune. Your opening comments.
Actually, Sanket, I didn't know about this format that there has to be 1 minute, but that's very welcome. My point is basically that this 10 kilometers from the border thing, they should not hype it up too much, because there are people living there on the 10 kilometers on the border, right on the border itself. And when there was no border fence over there, they knew very well to take care of their security and the security of the country. And as Smitaji pointed out very rightly, that inquiries will find out whether it was a series of advertent or inadvertent errors. But to portray this as a threat to the Prime Minister's life is overstretching it a bit. I think the Punjabis are as patriotic, if not more, than any other people in the country. And we all know what had happened. There was a crowd 1 kilometer away from where the Prime Minister's convoy had halted. And definitely it was a very embarrassing situation. And the Punjab government might have to explain why they did not do what they should have
sure.
done in that situation.
Okay. Mr. O.P. Singh, former DGP of Uttar Pradesh. Your opening comments, sir.
Sanket, all that I can say right now is that it's a grave issue and it needs a professional assessment. It has been a major and unprecedented incident. It has been a breach in the Prime Minister's security. And all that I can say as a former police officer, that it was a dangerous happening, very dangerous incident, and particularly in a state which is pole-bound, and you have an international border with that state, and this happened right 10 or 20 kilometers away from the international border. I think that the journey of the Prime Minister on a scheduled visit, interrupted by a crowd of protesters blocking the road and ultimately forcing the Prime Minister to go back, is a sheer lapse of security, and it has to be seen in a proper professional perspective.
Okay. Mr. Yashovardhan Azad, he's the ex-Secretary Security in charge of the Prime Minister, Prime Minister's Security, and also the Special Director of Intelligence Bureau and a former IPS officer. Mr. Azad, a proficient voice to be able to answer what went wrong or what should be the protocol in these situations. Your opening comment, sir.
It is not only a glaring lapse, it's a gaping hole in PM security. It happened on the border where the Prime Minister was openly exposed on a overbridge 15 kilometers from Hussainwala. Hussainwala is the border outpost where three battles have already been fought. There were two glaring mistakes. One was that the police hesitated and they were negotiating with the protesters, whereas they should have removed him immediately. And second was that the Prime Minister was brought very, very close to the confrontation point, whereas he should have been kept absolutely safe. The problem is that the issue has to be looked at professionally. Punjab appointed a panel, but there was no professional police officer in it. The center has appointed a panel. I think the panels will work together, and I'm glad that Supreme Court has taken cognizance of this, and I hope that only professionals are there to assess the situation and suggest the future results.
All right, Mr. Vijay Jolly, now I want to come to you. The fact is that no one party can accuse the other of playing politics or politicizing this. So while you accuse the Congress of invoking or bringing in Punjab and Punjabiyat and Punjabi pride, they are equally right, if I were, to point out that you have politicized it too. Your leaders have gone on record to basically suggest that the Congress was out there to, had murderous intentions to bring the PM to physical harm even before a probe has concluded.
You see, from the face of it, the Prime Minister was going to address a martyrs' memorial meeting in Hussainwala. Due to bad weather, he was stuck up and he chose to go through the land route. Now, who knew about that land route? Either the Punjab government, which is of course led by the Congress party, or the Punjab police, which gets its reports to the Punjab government, which is led by the Congress party. Now, you accuse the BJP for doing all this? Or we say that on the face of it, if the Prime Minister is exposed to the great security breach where his convoy, you see, everywhere, wherever the Prime Minister goes, the normal security protocol is that the state apparatus, the state intelligence, the state police gives a safe route and a foolproof security route to the Prime Minister's cavalcade. And it is the prime responsibility of the state police to give that safe route to the Prime Minister's cavalcade. Whose failure was it? Was it the BJP's failure or the Punjab government's failure led by the Congress chief minister? And imagine, Prime Minister stuck on the route, neither the chief secretary, neither the director general of police,
sure,
and neither the chief minister responding to the distress calls of the SPG police officers.
Okay.
I have never seen this sort of a scenario in independent India. And we are very, very skeptical. This sort of a political gimmickry, this political one-upmanship should not be repeated, whether there is a BJP government or whether there would have been a Congress Rajkumar.
Okay, Supriya Shinait, how would you respond? So Mr. Jolly has linked this to the failure of the administration in being able to secure a route for the Prime Minister, thus exposing him to a threat. Mr. Azad, I'm going to come to you. Just one moment.
You know, let's leave the security details to the experts on the show. But I would like to clarify three things here. You may be outraged. You may want to get political mileage out of this. You think this is a grave issue. But Mr. Jolly, do not make the mistake of, in a democracy, stating that a state ruled by the opposition was trying to assassinate the Prime Minister. Don't make that mistake. Aap Punjabiyat ke saath, 3 crore Punjabiyo ke saath, ye mat kariye. Jo aap kar rahe hain, do not do
Sonia,
that.
Sonia, because Sonia Gandhi ji ne jo kaha,
aap beech mein mat boliye. Please Sonia beech mein mat boliye. I do not debate like this. I don't debate.
One
like
by
this.
One, please. One by one.
I don't debate.
Yes,
like
Yes, Supriya Shinait, please carry on.
You will not speak when I'm speaking. Just like I kept silent and patiently heard you out. That's the first rule of this
please,
debate.
Please
That's
carry
how
on.
I debate.
Carry on.
I will
on.
Not speak in between.
Mr. Shinait,
the second
carry.
Thing that I would want to say is the Prime Minister traveled for almost 2 hours to reach where he eventually did and he was then stopped by security. Yes, this was a 113-kilometer route. You cannot sanitize the whole route. And I don't think the BJP here knows the protocol. The protocol for a SPG protectee is that the buck on his movement, his security stops with the SPG. And the SPG is under nobody's jurisdiction. It reports to the PMO and to the cabinet secretary, acts on the basis of IB reports and the local police. I would want to understand, what plan did the SPG share with the Punjab state government? Why did the SPG come there? And the picture that you are showing, the SPG is around the car of the Prime Minister and has left the line of sight open. Kyun aapne chhod diya? Photo cameras ke liye. Yahan par bhi photo GV. The reality is that his rally was not going to be attended by people in Punjab. And obviously so, Punjab ne 384 din aapke khilaf andolan kiya hai. Aapki rally mein kaun aata? 700 kisano ki shahadat ke baad aapne kaha, mere liye thode hi mare hain. Ajay Mr. Taini ko aap banakar baithe hue mantri mantri.
Okay.
Aapki rally mein koi nahi aata. But the reality is, do not say this about a state. And I also want to say one important thing here. We are getting Pakistan into this discourse. Husainiwala, where the Prime Minister was going, and Firozpur, where he was to address the rally, where there were 10,000 security personnel deployed by the Punjab government, are far closer to the border than he was. So let's not sensationalize it. Let's not make reckless accusations.
Okay, okay. Mr. Azad, on the point, on the point of security that has been made, Mr. Azad, see, the thing is that certain portions of the Blue Book and also the provisions of the SPG are being brought to light by different political parties. But, you know, if you could help us understand, where does the buck lie? Supriya Sinhet says completely with the SPG. So that's where the blame lies.
Well, very interesting observations by the representatives of the political parties. The facts are as under. You see, the responsibility of the security of the Prime Minister lies with the state authorities completely when he's in jurisdiction, because law and order belongs to the state. But there is no conspiracy here. There is no assassination attempt here. It's a professional mistake which has been committed.
Well said.
At that point, and two mistakes. One, bringing the Prime Minister very close to the confrontation point, much before, as soon as they get the information that the blockade is happening, they should have put him in the safe house, put him in a temporary shelter, and not taken him. And the SPG should have asked the state police that unless you clear the blockade, the Prime Minister will not move ahead. Secondly, is the state police, we started negotiating. They dithered at that point. Why does the police leadership not act? I have a lot to say on that later.
But Mr. Azad, one word on the SPG. We had Mr. P.K. Mishra on our show, and he said that while the blame lies squarely with the DGP of Punjab, the SPG could have immediately reversed the cars and taken the Prime Minister away from that spot. So no, for the SPG to sit there and wait for 20 minutes, would you suggest that this too is a problem and must be probed?
First, the DGP definitely gave the clearance, and that is why the SPG move ahead. Before you reach that point of confrontation and when you see the danger ahead, I'm sure that the SPG senior officer would have said and should have said that we should stop the Prime Minister here itself and not take him to the confrontation point. Now, why it didn't happen? That is exactly the point of inquiry. As far as coming back is concerned, it was almost getting clear that both the entry and the exit were blocked, because I saw the nameplate, car plate of a tourist vehicle nearby. So which means there was a major kind of a mayhem. And obviously there was a lot of disorder. So getting him back would have been as difficult at that particular time. Unless otherwise you could have landed a chopper if the weather was fine and you could have taken him off from there.
He was offered
one. SPG's main task, last line, is to evacuate the Prime Minister.
No, Mr. Azad, see, the Congress's point, the Chief Minister held a press conference where he said that a chopper was offered from the point where he was stuck.
And an alternate route.
Yeah, and an alternate route was offered. So do you think
he chose to go back and create the tamasha?
No,
his life was endangered.
See, Supriya ji, there are a lot of things I agree with you on certain point, no assassination, but at this point is an operational point. You know, if you're jammed in a particular place for 15, 20 minutes, getting a helicopter going that will be as, you know, as long. So, you know, the question is whether in those conditions, can you roll back? That is why it was important that before you have reached the spot, you should have taken shelter somewhere and created a temporary safe house. That is the issue.
Okay. Mr. O.P. Singh wanted to come in, and then Mr. Jolly, very quickly. Yes.
You know, we are discussing those things about which we are not very sure about the ground realities. Why did the SPG come so close to the demonstrators? Why was the clearance given by the DGP, whether it was given or not? Did the SPG come on its own? You know, all these are a speculative domain. Unless we know the facts, we cannot comment on that. But one thing is sure, and I fully agree with Mr. Ajad, that the protectee or the Prime Minister should not have been brought so close to the demonstrator. But, you know, as far as I hold the opinion, it's very difficult. Once you reach that point, it's very, very difficult. And it's a strategic decision. And it must have been done with the consultation of the state government, with the state police, that going back from that place, you know, often the question is being raised as to why did the convoy stay there for 20 minutes, for 15 to 20 minutes. I don't know the ground reality, but all that I can speculate right now here is that going back from there to the return route would have been much more difficult. In fact, when the convoy passes through, the traffic is let loose. You know, then there is no protection on the route. The routes are not cleared at all. The people start going here and there.
You would have to sanitize the route again.
Sorry?
Which must have been done.
Which must have occurred. So it's very difficult to speculate from here, but I
sure.
think...
Oh, no, obviously, as far as whose fault was it, very difficult to speculate, and one must not hazard a guess. Smita Prakash, I want to come to you now. See, the reason why... Yes,
point,
one moment, Ms. Sinet, one moment. The reason why this turned political fast, and the Congress feels that Mr. Dixit, I'll come to you also. Ms. Smita Prakash, the Congress says that this turned political when the Prime Minister was quoted as saying that tell the Chief Minister, thank you, I am going back alive. And this was a news story which was put out by your agency. Your agency put out this information first, that the Prime Minister said thanks, and thus the Congress concludes that this is the beginning of the politics. And after that, you know, we've seen what has happened.
So
I'm not apportioning blame to you.
Sanket, blaming me for breaking the news?
No, not at all.
Right. Trying to ask me as a journalist what my source is, because I will protect my source?
Yeah.
So I just want to know where the fault lies. Somebody spoke about somebody, and the reporter only reports, right? So I don't understand why it should be an issue. Don't kill the messenger.
Nobody's killing.
It's funny, Mr. Prakash, nobody's killing the messenger.
I'm just saying that that's where it all began. The Congress says that this was the point where it became political. This is from where it became political.
No, I beg to differ that it became political the time the Prime Minister landed out there to make a speech at a political rally, or he reaches out there. And politics is currently on in Punjab all through, before the Prime Minister reached, after the Prime Minister reached, all through, because it's in an election mode. The reporters are only reporting the political events which are taking place. So I beg to differ from whichever politician says that it's the reporter at fault for reporting the sequence of events. Two things which I want to point out regarding what the speakers have spoken about. In this debate and in other debates since the past 48 hours, it's being made into a Punjabiyat issue, to a caste issue. The caste issue in many people have brought out that it's because Mr. Channi is from a particular caste, that's why he's being attacked. I don't think that is an issue at all. So I don't think his caste is an issue at all for either the BJP or the Congress. So that is really very weird that it's being brought. The second part is about Punjabiyat. I don't think law and order is a Punjabiyat problem. And if it is, if you do bring out this thing that, you know, Punjabis are patriotic, so an attack or a supposed attack on a prime minister is an insult to Punjabiyat, would that make an attack on Rajiv Gandhi in Tamil Nadu, an attack on Tamil Nadu's or Tamilians not being patriotic? No, it's not. An attack on a prime minister, if it was an attack.
No, but then, Ms. Prakash, will you not then comment on the BJP also?
If there is a...
No, will you not then comment on the BJP also for saying that this was a murderous attempt on the prime minister?
Can I come in?
No, if you feel that this all is not correct, then what about the BJP?
If it was a murderous attempt on the Prime Minister, it had nothing to do with Punjabians. If it was that, then whoever is the person who tried to do this, it had nothing to do with Punjabians. It is to do with an assassination attempt by an individual or by an organization. It's got nothing to do with Punjabians.
Okay, it's got Sanket, nothing to do with Punjabi. Supriya Sinha first and then Mr. Jolly. And I'll come to you, Mr. Dixit also.
Yeah, thank you. I'll tell you why this is a disgrace for the Prime Minister to pull in a Chief Minister, a democratically elected Chief Minister. The Prime Minister in September 2017 faced a protest in the Lanka area of Varanasi by 500 protesting women. He had to change his route. In December 2017, he lost his route in Noida. Junior official was suspended, nothing beyond that. In September 2018, he actually got stuck in a traffic jam and the BJP put out tweets on their official handle, kitne aam aadmi hai Pradhan Mantri, dekhiye jam mein atak gaye. Tab to Pradhan Mantri ji ne Yogi Adityanath se nahi kaha tha ki main meri jaan bacha ke bhaag gaya. Punjab mein ye baat kyun keh rahe hain? Main jaan bacha ke aa gaya. Ab aap bataiye is baat ko. Uttar Pradesh mein aap kuch aur kahiyega.
Mr. Jolly, so in conclusion,
I will reply to each point. He is responding
to an opposition state. Is that your allegation?
I'm responding to every problem the honored Congress spokesperson has been saying. She needs to answer what her great leader, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi, has said on record, asking the Chief Minister of Punjab that this was a security lapse, a serious lapse, which should not have happened. Please comment on that.
Then what did she say? Supriya, let's know from her. What did she say? I'll tell you what she said. I can tell you. You tell me. Stop speaking.
So, you I want to put it on record here for the benefit of your viewers and otherwise.
Yeah.
Sonia Gandhi is the president of Indian National Congress, the principal opposition in this country and the party which is in government in Punjab. The prime minister of this country went to a state and please remember here, Jolly ji, aap ek cheez bhool jate hain. Woh bhajpa ke leader nahi hai.
आप
बकबक बकबक करते जाइए मुझे आप बोलने का मौका नहीं दीजिएगा
आप किस दिन से बात कर रही है आप मुझे कह रही है बकबक करूं और आप क्या कर रही है
ओके आई थिंक आई हैव अ सॉल्यूशन टू दिस लेट मी गो टू समवन एल्स लेट मी कम इन प्लीज आई हैव टू गो टू समवन एल्स
पार्लियामेंट्री लाइफ
वी आर स्टक इन अ लूप हियर वन मोमेंट संदीप दीक्षित
यू कैन नॉट
मिस्टर दीक्षित ही वांटेड टू कम इन अ लिटिल अर्ली
Yeah, as our security experts have pointed out that an investigation will find out whether the SPG was at fault for taking the Prime Minister right 1 kilometer up to the demonstrators or whether the Punjab police should have mowed down all the demonstrators that were there to clear the route or whether the Prime Minister should actually have undertaken a 260-kilometer round trip in pelting rain. That will come out later. Hmm. But on a personal note, fifth incident took place on the sixth morning. A very dear friend of mine, he sent me a message. And he's also a great fan of Mr. Modi. And in that, he said, Hamle ki sajish. So I sent him a smiley and I said, Hamle ki sajish? So he wrote back, Aapda mein vipsar. Aapda mein avsar. An opportunity in a disaster.
Okay,
so that's what
political
is,
point
taking place now, actually.
So, who's apda mein afsar? So, an apda in a security breach proving to be a political afsar.
Running away with the narrative on the social media. The security breach is going to be tackled by the Supreme Court, the High Court, a whole lot of very responsible institutions. So I don't think we don't have to worry too much about it.
Okay, apda mein afsar, Vijay Jolly. Vijay Jolly, this is apda mein afsar. Security breach is the apda. Political advantage, the afsar.
This is a very, very sad day when the Prime Minister's security is breached and one of a prominent
a Prime Minister or any visitor should not come back from his pre-arranged program. There's no doubt about it.
Very, very sad day in the annals of democracy in India.
And the annals of democracy, ye dekhiye.
No, but you say murderous attempt, assassination,
democracy ki aap duai dijiyega. Aaj bol rahe Pradhan Mantri ka assassination kiya ja raha tha. Aap democracy ki duai dijiyega.
What would happen? Aam aadmi,
what on the jolly?
The reality is, these guys are staring at defeat. And this was the worst way for the Prime Minister
to escape. The Punjab government should be immediately dismissed.
Mr. Jolly, you cannot even defend.
Vijay ji, Punjabis are saying double president rule laga do.
Aap Punjabiyon ki baat mat kariye. Main bhi Punjabi hoon. Punjabiyon ki asmat pe rajneeti mat kariye. I'm also Punjabi.
आपने उनकी अस्मिता पे सवाल उठाया है, आपने उनके विश्वास पे सवाल उठाया है, आपने उनकी नियत पे सवाल उठाया है, और यहाँ पर आकर आप सर्टिफिकेट बांटिएगा राष्ट्रीयता का।
Okay, one moment. One moment. You know, the only two Punjabis I know over here feel that this is not an attack on Punjabi.
Suspended.
Yeah, it's Mr. Vijay Jolly and Ms. Smita Prakash.
ये है, विजय जी, ये देखिए, ये असलियत है, खाली कुर्सियाँ। देखिए इसको, ये खाली कुर्सियां है, अच्छे से देखिए इसको, ये खूब खाली कुर्सियां थी, देखिए देखिए खाली कुर्सियां,
जिन किसानों
को आपने
पंजाब
700 की शहादत पर उनका मैनू की मेरे लिए तो थोड़ी मरे थे, वो आएंगे आपकी रैली में। पंजाब
ओके गाइस प्लीज वन मोमेंट,
आप कुछ भी कर लीजिए,
वी हैव टू पुट अ हार्ड स्टॉप ऑन दिस
पार्टी, कांग्रेस पार्टी लड़ने में लगी हुई है,
दिस नॉट गोइंग एनीवेयर।
वहां पर पूरी
Yeah, okay, one moment. Yashovardhan Azad had raised his finger. He wanted to say something. Yes, Mr. Azad.
I think we should move towards a positive resolution, and there are signs already indicating it. Punjab government has already said that it is willing to associate with the inquiry, what the Supreme Court is ordering, and it's even ready to associate with an inquiry with the FHA, which means that we will have a professional approach and find some kind of a solution. I'll tell you, because this is a kind of a danger to federalism. Tomorrow, the Congress party may have their own prime minister and he might be visiting a state which may be ruled by the BJP. And we'll keep on having these problems unless at least the police officials are absolutely in one sync and they coordinate. Unless the state and the center cooperate, Prime Minister's security will be jeopardy in the future and it will be an attack on the
federal government. So security forces so have to work in tandem, whatever the politics
absolutely.
May be.
Absolutely.
But do you think that they have been co-opted? Security forces have been co-opted in politics. And that is why the Supreme Court has to step in.
Absolutely.
And that's a sad
in fact,
comment.
Supreme Court should not have stepped in at all. It
that's a sad comment,
have,
Mr. O.P. Singh. Mr. O.P. Singh, I want to come to you now. You know, you were the DGP of a state. I'm sure you must have been in coordination with many of your counterparts in other agencies, reporting to different political dispensations. Do you think that this marks a new low where politics has transcended into agencies also to a point where now it's completely broken?
Absolutely. You know, I feel that the narratives and the counter narratives are diluting the entire issues. As we began by saying that it's a security breach and it has to be looked professionally. So we must adhere to that. And it's a good sign that I don't know whether it should have reached the Supreme Court or not, but the Supreme Court is going to decide on the composition or the nature of the committee to inquire all these things. But one thing is there that whether you speak on behalf of the state police, whether you speak on behalf of SPG or you speak on behalf of any other agency. But the fact remains that it was a professional failure on part of each agency. And perhaps there was extreme classic case of lack of coordination. Anything which is started, anything which can be done there must have been done in consultation with the state police. Nothing would have been done without the state police giving a clean signal or giving a clearance to go ahead. So I don't think that you have to blame any other agency other than the state government. The state police is solely responsible to secure the safety and security of the Prime Minister. And you have so many procedures, so many layers to go for that. You know, you have the advanced security liaison in which all the officials of the various organizations, various agencies, they try to discuss everything about the threats, about the clearing of the routes, about the frisking of the venue. Then you have the concept of contingency plans, alternative routes. Everything is decided in consultation with the state government.
No,
the state
I want to ask you, Mr. Singh. See, the thing is, I'll ask this question of both of you, Mr. Azad, as well as you. Have you encountered any such incident in the past where an inter-agency mismanagement has reached this particular level, where the trust level is so low? See, we have had different governments in state and center in the past also. But for it to reach such a low that the Supreme Court has to come in and say, freeze this, please.
I don't recall in my police life that I have ever come across such a case where the Prime Minister's convoy had to be halted, had to be stranded there for 20 minutes. This is number one.
No, I'm talking about inter-agency coordination.
Right, I'm coming to that. I can give you a very beautiful example of a very recent
because Prime Ministers
past.
Have come under attack in the past also, by the way. This is not the first time.
On 28th of December last year, the Prime Minister visited Kanpur and he was flying from there back to Delhi, but because of certain reasons, he decided to go to Lucknow and there take a flight back to Delhi. And it was so beautifully arranged by the local administration. The police administration made all the smooth transactions. Everything was smoothly done. He was made to wait for some time so that they have the sufficient time to clear the route. It was also all about 100 kilometers road journey. Mm-hmm. So you have excellent coordinations. In fact, in my tenure, I always felt that there has been absolutely no problem either discussing with SPG or okay. with Intelligence Bureau or the
Mr.
Intelligence
Azad,
Department.
Let me ask you this question. Do you feel that this is, remove the politics, this has to do with a lack of trust in agencies now to a point where it has to be sorted out by the Supreme Court?
First of all, let me tell you one thing. I think it's a wrong premise to argue that there is a lot of difference between the Punjab police and the central police. No, it's not that. I don't think there is even an element of distrust. In fact, the Punjab DGP is a good guy. What has actually happened is a professional mistake. What has happened is that the police dithered. The police leadership dithered in using force against the farmers. As some gentleman said just now, they couldn't have mowed down the... The question is, if you stretch the meaning of democracy so far that anyone, anywhere can block the Prime Minister, that is fine. That is absolutely all right. You have drills, you have protocols, you have the dangers of the Prime Minister in a Seemavarti state, a border state. So if you want to throw it to the winds, that is absolutely fine. Democracy is everywhere for everyone. Do what you feel like. So there is no interagency. It's a professional lapse.
Professional
that has
lapse
to be looked at.
Which needs to be found out. Who went wrong? I think to some extent, an answer was given by Charanjit Singh Channi where he said, I cannot shoot my own people. I think that's the comment that he made. That the Prime Minister, there was no harm to the Prime Minister, but I can't.
Even in UP, the police will not take action against Kisan protesters. It's the police leadership is pulverized. It will not take action.
Prime Minister's cavalcade.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, I've run out of time, but thank you very much. It was insightful to know what you feel. Let the agencies now do the job. But unfortunately, you've got elections in so many states. So there will be definitely that element of politics. Thank you very much. On the Coup app, there are some comments that have come in. Comment number one, Home Minister should take responsibility and resign, but it's political humbug created to malign the state government. Navdeep says, Was it necessary to travel by road instead of cancelling the rally beforehand? Mr. Perfect says, it is obvious that those things will be used for political gains, but I don't think BJP will gain anything from this controversy. People and their opinion. Everybody has opined on the story. It's now important to know that all important questions, who is responsible, that we'll know in a moment when the Supreme Court as well as the investigating agencies decide. Short break at this moment. When we come back, an exclusive interview with Congress MP Manish Tiwari, who seems to be saying things which the Congress may not like to hear. Watch that interview. Welcome back. Joining us right now is Congress MP, Mr. Manish Tiwari. Mr. Tiwari, thank you very much for joining us right here. My first question, how would you respond to the events of the 5th of January? Let's begin with that first.
Well, Sanket, thank you very much for having me on your show. It's a pleasure, as usual, to talk to somebody as erudite as you. What happened on the 5th of January was unfortunate. It shouldn't have happened. It was eminently avoidable. And I think the situation was delicate. It required delicate handling.
Now, when you say delicate handling, on whose part, Mr. Tiwari? Because right now there is a political slugfest between the state government and the center. On whose responsibility was it? So when you say it required better handling, what are you hinting at? Better handling on the part of the state government or better handling on the part of the SPG?
Well, let me answer this question in some detail, Sanket. The Supreme Court is now seized of this entire matter. And if I am instructed correctly or what I have been reading on some of the legal websites, the Supreme Court has ostensibly advised both the central government and the state government to hold off on their respective probes till Monday. They have also directed that the records with regard to what transpired on the 5th of January 2022, should be made available to the Registrar General of the Supreme Court. And so obviously, if the matter would not have been serious, the Supreme Court would not have intervened in the manner in which it did. Now, stepping away from what is going on in the court, and on Monday, we'll hear further on what the court intends to do. The fact is that the security of the Prime Minister is regulated by an Act of Parliament. That Act of Parliament is the Special Protection Group Act of 1988, which was amended in 2019, and I had the occasion of leading the discussion on this particular amendment from the opposition benches. And so therefore, I was able to peruse this act in some detail. The SPG Act lays down or delineates very clearly as to how the security or the proximate security of the Prime Minister has to be secured. It lays down what the functions and responsibilities of this Special Protection Group are. There is a Section 14 in the SPG Act, which enjoins upon all central government ministries, all state governments, all local bodies, all district administrations to assist the Special Protection Group in the discharge of their responsibilities. So obviously, the primary responsibility for securing the Prime Minister and his proximate family is that of the Special Protection Group. Mm. However, when the Prime Minister travels, whether he travels within the country or abroad, there is an advanced security liaison which goes ahead, which coordinates with all the other stakeholders on the ground. And in this particular instance, it obviously would have been the state government. It would have been the law enforcement agencies of the state. It would have been the Intelligence Bureau, most probably the Research and Analysis Wing also, because Punjab is a border state and the Prime Minister was traveling very much in the proximity of the border, and of course the district administration. So therefore, under those circumstances, if there has been a security lapse or if there has been a security breach, or that comment which is ostensibly attributed to the Prime Minister from sources, then it does qualify for a very deep and an impartial investigation.
How would you then, Mr. Tiwari, respond? Because, you know, what you seem to have explained in great detail is not the same as what is being said by the Punjab Chief Minister of your party, Mr. Charanjit Singh Channi, who argues, where was the breach? Was he attacked? Did he come under attack? He was very far away from where these protesters were. In fact, there were BJP supporters who were far closer to his motorcade. So where is the breach, he argues?
Well, I do not want to go into what the Chief Minister of Punjab has said or has not said. I don't think that's really material. What is material is, Sanket, that we don't exactly have a very tranquil situation on our borders. Our tactical and strategic situation with Pakistan leaves much to be desired. Punjab has had a history of ferment between 1980 and 1995. Jammu and Kashmir has also been in turmoil since the 5th of August 2019. And you have the Chinese who have transgressed in eastern Ladakh. The reason why I'm pointing this out is that your western and northern border isn't exactly the most tranquil border. And so therefore, when the Prime Minister is traveling in very close proximity to the international border of India and his cavalcade, for reasons which may be absolutely bona fide, I'm not even getting into why a particular situation manifested itself. But if his cavalcade had to halt for 20 minutes on a flyover in a border area, I think that itself merits an investigation.
Mr. Tiwari, I hope you realize that your opinion, what you seem to be expressing right now, is a little divergent from what your party seems to be saying. For instance, only this afternoon, in a press conference in Punjab, the Punjab Congress chief says that this is actually an insult by the BJP to Punjab and Punjabiyat. You're trying to say that people in Punjab are causing harm to their Prime Minister.
Look, the institution of the Prime Minister, the security of the Prime Minister, or the security of any person who has provided protection either by the central government or the state government, has to be above parties and politics. And it is extremely unfortunate that an issue concerning an alleged security breach has unfortunately become a political football. It is a commentary on the extremely sad and polarizing times that we live in, that on a question pertaining to the security of the Prime Minister, you have two concurrent inquiries, one by the state government and one by the central government. And it is obvious, because of the polarized polity that we inhabit, that the central government is not going to trust a state government inquiry. And the state government obviously does not want to trust a central government inquiry. And therefore, from the 5th of January onwards, I had publicly articulated that this investigation should be conducted under the auspices of a sitting judge of the Punjab and Haryana High Court, so that the impartiality and the integrity of the probe cannot be impugned either by the central government or by the state government. And eventually today, the Supreme Court has ended up taking cognizance of it. So the short point that I'm trying to make, and Sanket, I had made that point in my book where rather forcefully, 10 flashpoints, 20 years, national security situations that impacted India, that there are certain issues which are above parties in politics. And it is high time that on questions of national security and the proximate security of people who are institutionally protected, as is the case of the Prime Minister, whose protection is ensured by an act of parliament. I don't think there are many nations in this world where the head of the state's or the chief executive's security is ensured in this manner by an act of parliament, that we need to rise above parties and considerations.
Is that a message, Mr. Tiwari, to all? Is this, should I consider this as a self-critique, a message to your own party men?
Well, it's equally a message to the Bharatiya Janata Party, and it is,
and to the Congress.
It is unfortunate the manner in which some of their leaders have completely gone over the top in the last 2 or 3 days.
Who are you referring to, Mr. Tiwari? Well, which party? The BJP?
Of course I'm referring to the Bharatiya Janata Party.
Okay.
The fact is that if there has been an alleged security breach, that alleged security breach has to be determined by the security agencies which are charged with the responsibility of providing proximate security to the Prime Minister.
Yes, but Mr.
Tiwari, once it has been ascertained that yes, there was allegedly a security breach and there are other stakeholders who are involved in that process, since the Prime Minister was traveling out of Delhi, then obviously it calls for an independent and an impartial.
No, I agree, but you're saying, you're basically saying, Mr. Tiwari, that matters of national security must be de-hyphenated with politics. While that is a message for the BJP, should that message equally not be for your own party as well?
Because it's not like... That is a message for everybody, Sanket.
Including Congress.
That is a message for everybody, Sanket, that there are certain issues which are above parties and politics. And therefore, as a mature democracy, as people who inhabit a sensible public space...
But Mr. Tiwari, members of your own party have also politicized this. That's the allegation. Even members of your party, Mr. Charanjit Singh Channi, Navjot Singh Sidhu, all are making political statements.
Well, Sanket, I have never known you till now to actually interrupt a guest. You seem to have picked up some bad habits from some of your co-anchors.
Not
but
at all.
Be that as it may, I don't want to get dragged into the partisan part of it. Insofar as I am concerned, I am very clear. I have held this position for over 4 decades now as someone who cut his teeth on the front line of the fight against terrorism and extremism in Punjab, who personally suffered a serious loss in the assassination of my father in Punjab. I've always held and believed that on certain issues there should be no politics, and this particular episode or incident which played itself out on the 5th of December 2022 deserves an impartial investigation. And now that the Supreme Court has stepped in, I think we should wait for the Supreme Court to decide the path ahead when it reconvenes on Monday.
Okay, my final question, Mr. Tiwari. This is a message for all political stakeholders, correct?
Oh, absolutely, goes without saying.
I have
always believed that on matters which concern the security of either the nation or the institutions which are connected with the governance of the nation, we should be mature enough to rise above parties and politics and not turn everything into a political football.
All right. Mr. Tiwari, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.